I'm also trying to see if I can get maybe Craig shot into space on the, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Anyway, plan to bring the family, listen to win your tickets from your summer fun station, WCDO. Oh, Craig, I didn't see you lurking in the background there.
Like Wile E. Coyote?
Yeah, would you, yeah, exactly. Get me one of those Acme rocket launchers. Put it on your back. Just tell you, oh, it's just like a little balloon ride.
It would probably,
and then shoot you into space.
It would definitely help the entry, the amount of people coming to see, if I got shot into space. But then what happens when I can't breathe the air anymore?
I don't know. I was more concerned about what kind of carbon footprint you might leave.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're really into that.
Yeah.
You know, you've been known as Rob the Anthropologist for many years.
Well, I took an anthropology course in college.
I was
at 8 a.m. in a lecture hall.
Oh, yeah. Mine was at 8 a.m. too.
8 a.m. in a huge lecture hall that was like at a 250, 300-seat thing. And what was great about this lecture hall is somebody wrote this, actually rather artistically, had this elaborate picture, and then the caption underneath it on the chair in front of me said, and the school president's name was Saul Cohen, Swedish fellow. it said, Saul Cohen wears Spider-Man underoos. Never forget that. That is the highlight of my entire 4 years of college.
That's why you go to college, to do stuff like that, my
Saul
friend.
Saul Cohen wears Spider-Man underoos.
Unbelievable.
And I had to elbow the guy next to me who had the loudest, most obnoxious laugh ever. And he just guffawed out loud. And then the lecturer stopped and asked him, you know, why was he laughing like that?
Who laughs at anthropology?
804. Well, that's probably why he wanted to know. And then the professor made him read it out loud. So we all had a nice laugh.
Oh, he laughed at the
He laughed at what it said desk as I nudged him and I pointed to it.
I'm already falling asleep thinking about that anthropology class.
Yeah, I know.
It was awful.
Yeah.
No, seriously, there are some classes I remember as being especially awful.
I'm trying to remember what I learned from it.
Me too.
I can't think of anything. Other than the school president apparently wore Spider-Man underoos.
There you go.
Oh, I remember.
And someday they're going to find those underoos under some, you know, in Egypt.
Yes.
Under some rocks.
There'll be an archaeological dig somewhere in Peoria, Illinois, and those underoos will be found.
Unbelievable.
Great big pile of them.
You
along
know,
with Jimmy Hoffa's remains.
What did they say? I was in the news the other day. Are they still looking for him?
No, they gave that one up already.
Oh, they did?
That one's already done. The one that was most interesting to me, being an Ozone Park, Queens native, was they were digging up the basement of a residence in Ozone Park that once belonged to Jimmy Burke, who was a mobster that was portrayed by De Niro in Goodfellas. You ever see that movie?
Yes, I did.
He owned a bar about two blocks from my grandparents. And was the mastermind of that whole Lufthansa JFK heist.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently owned a home in Ozone Park that maybe there were some people who were offed that might have been buried in the basement.
Him?
Still digging.
They're still digging?
They're
what
still
do you
digging.
Mean? How big is the place?
It's not that big. It was one of those obnoxious prefab homes that just went up quickly in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the brick, and they're all attached. And
so this is going on right now?
It's going on right now,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I saw it in the news the other day. What I always like to do is I like to Google Ozone Park just to see what
latest,
kind of nonsense is going on down there.
Dead people being looked for.
Yes.
And Ozone Park.
I know where the bodies are buried.
Well, speaking of bodies being buried. I know that's
why not
something you normally hear.
Why not?
But speaking of bodies being buried, I came across a story that I don't know if you saw.
Okay.
About the woman who was decorating her home with stolen cemetery trinkets.
Ah, very nice.
There's
a classic.
Did you hear about this one?
No. Go ahead. Please enlighten me further about the plight of humankind.
57 years old.
Uh-huh. So she should know better.
She lives in Florida.
Oh, okay.
All right.
She's too young to be living in Florida.
You can call
You can't move there until you're in your 70s.
That's true.
It's the law.
You can call this a very morbid sense of style. All right? Deborah Farinella.
Uh-huh. Hey, Debbie. I think she's from Ozone Park. Hey, Debbie.
She got arrested for stealing, get this, over 150 items from a cemetery to decorate her home.
Oh, lovely. Hey, Debbie, what's all this stuff? Did you rip off the cemetery?
Well, here's what she did.
That's her husband, by the way.
She took, like, statues,
mm-hmm.
planters,
mm-hmm.
other items from both. Now, this is adult and baby grave sites.
Oh,
at this St. Cloud, Florida cemetery, Mount Peace Cemetery is the name of it. Cops finally caught up to her after getting a tip. And when they found her, she claimed that she bought the items at a yard sale.
Of course.
150 items from a cemetery that people have put next to their loved ones.
I'm just picturing like a living room filled with those big wreaths on tripods. What? You know?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
No, that's at the wake.
Yeah, well,
and
still.
No, this is a cemetery. You know, people put they've little statues and things. And so can you imagine how eerie is that to decorate your home with that kind of thing?
I've lost all faith in humankind.
She's
anyway.
She's charged with grand theft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, I sometimes you're just at a loss for words.
Yes, I see that.
What are you going to do?
I see the half Italian man with the half arm gestures going
on. Well,
let
me say this.
You're having struggles coming out with the stuff.
I think she made a grave mistake.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Come on. That was a good one.
I was waiting for that. I was wondering if you were going to come up with it.
Oh, what? You were thinking in yourself it was a grave mistake?
You beat me to it.
Can you believe that, Shirley? Did you hear the story I just
Shirley's
said?
Shirley's just going to nod her head.
Shirley doesn't
realize it's radio.
It's radio,
sometimes.
Shirley. If we're on TV and you nod your head, they can see.
We don't do sight gags.
On radio, we have to describe that you're nodding your head. Now I'm going to describe how she hit me with the newspaper and is walking behind me, leaving the room.
Yeah.
There you have it.
There it goes.
Now, picture, if you will, Shirley hitting me with a newspaper.
I didn't have to picture it. I saw the whole thing.
So,
got my glasses on.
Just even grave robbers will get caught someday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing here.
Yeah.
You know. So, every time, I know you've said this before, every time you think you've heard the worst or you've heard it all,
right,
somebody comes up with something new.
Oh, absolutely. And they all seem to be in Florida now, the wackos.
Latest
the reason why I say that is because half of my relatives are in Florida, and some of them are probably listening on the stream this morning.
Well, I
they
hope
monitor,
they're not.
They monitor my activities.
Do they really? Do you hear from them?
Oh, yeah.
I heard you say...
Listen.
Listen, Rob, here's what I have to say
especially
to you.
Especially if I start talking about Grandpa and Aunt Jean, then, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You haven't done Aunt Jean in a while.
Rabbit! I like turnips!
I like turnips.
Father likes turnips!
My father would eat turnips for 50 years at Thanksgiving.
Aunt
because
Jean,
she ate them one. He ate them once in like 1959, and that was it.
She had a thing for turnips.
That's it. She had to and you know the relatives like this. They have to make not just enough for one or two people. They have to make it for an army of 5,700
leftovers for 2 weeks.
Yes, of turnips.
Of turnips.
They got hair growing on them. They got brown spots. You got to get rid of them. You have to call the hazmat team in to come get them out of your fridge.
Those turnips should have moved to Florida.
You know, it's like that Carlin bit about the meat cake. That's what you get there.
You keep that in the fridge for a long time. Is it meat? Or is it cake?
It's meat cake.
It's meat cake.
Absolutely.
All right.
I missed that, man.
I thank you for cajoling me in here.
Yes. I thank you
about
for bringing
being
up
shot
the,
into
the lovely story there about the
grave
woman from Florida decorating her home.
150 items. She stole dead people.
I'm wondering, was this like maybe, I'll have to look into this. Maybe this was one of Martha Stewart's recent tips on her show.
Could have been.
You know,
you save money, you get a deal.
She's done time.
That's true.
I understand that she decorates one of her room in lovely jail doilies.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
That she made, that she knitted?
Yeah, she stole them from there.
Maybe Shirley knows. Shirley, do you knit doilies? Would you knit doilies?
Is that crochet?
Crochet, she
it
said.
It is crocheting.
Crocheting
or as doilies. My family calls it, crochet.
Really?
I'm going to do some crocheting over here.
What's the game with the mallet and the ball?
Croquet.
Croquet. All right. Yes. I thought it sounded like that.
Now, if you do that with knitting needles, it's a nice combination of crocheting and croquet.
Really? Oh,
and
my
God. That can be crocheting.
Crocheting.
Yes.
All right.
But you have to have really good aim because those needles are kind of thin. I could see you missing the ball a lot that way.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, Bob?
I'm going to crochet over here. Huh?
That's how you end the sentence a lot, too, downstate. Yeah, yeah, well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
And everybody leaves.
Yeah. Or at this time of year, of course. Hey, hot enough for you?
Hot enough for you. Yeah. They complain for however many months how cold it is. Now it's hot enough for you.
And of course, some reference to playing the ponies that
also,
day.
Also, do you remember this in the city? You remember this. The hydrants.
Going to the track today? Huh? Going to the track today? Yeah, my back's fine. Yeah, whatever.
Do you remember the hydrants?
Oh, of course.
You know, in the cities. I don't know. People around here, if you're not from downstate, you don't know. They turn the hydrants on, and the water would shoot out of the hydrants.
Well, you
can
get a special cap from the fire department for the inner city kids.
You know,
that would shoot it out in like sprinkles, and everyone have a good old time.
And, yeah, and they're in the street, like a sprinkler in your backyard. They're in the street, you know, from this water from the hydrants.
And if you drove around, the left side of your car was always clean.
Always clean.
The right side was filthy. The left side was clean. Unless, of course, you went down the one-way street the wrong way. Then you can get both sides done.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
A few kids knocked up into the air, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got to clean the car.
You got to do what you got to do, huh?
I got to go.
I got a crochet over here. All right. So it's about 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. More of your favorite hits coming up. Birthday Club between 9 and 9:30. Don't